cherish thee.
Yo, what's good, everyone? This is your host, TK Alpha, with the Alpha Mentality. Today, I have a very special guest, my friend, yours truly, the one and only Olivia. Olivia, say hello.
Hi.
Louder.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. We're going to jump right in with me apologizing for being super late because I had to run around the city today and had a couple errands getting ready for the night. Apologize for that. And also want to get to the topic. The topic today is nothing other than Lil Wayne and the Carter fucking Five. I had no idea that the Carter Five was going to be dropping last night. I had to find out through Facebook. So thank you to that very special someone. My homeboy, whatever, with Level Up, you know who you are. Oh my God, Olivia. Where I'm driving in the car, by the way, everyone, took little 5 points to eat, and Olivia can't drive for shit, and she almost just killed us.
So, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I'm right. A great driver.
Okay, so this whole podcast, I want y'all to like just pray for me. If you don't hear from me anymore, anybody, you know what happened. I died on the way to get food.
My fault.
Yes, it's your fault, definitely. So we're gonna talk about the Carter Five, Olivia. Have you like heard like every Carter since it like came out from like one until now?
Of course. Yeah.
Well, you got me beat because like this is like the second or third one I've actually listened to. I never fuck them cars. They can wait.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Section Olivia's like being like, oh shit, we're in the middle. Fuck them. We're in Little Five. They can wait. So anyway. Back to the Carter, but yeah, this is my like second or third one actually enjoying. I've never been like a super hoop, like super duper like Lil Wayne fan like that, but this album right here though, like fucking I love it to death. Like I went to bed listening to the shit, woke up listening to it, went to the gym again today, day two, listening to it. And that's rare too, like for me to go to the gym and work out to some like hip-hop music, which I never do. Like that says a fucking lot, you know. Usually I'm like at the gym listening to like Disturbed or fucking Linkin Park or some shit like that there, you know, like that gets my like juices going, I get blood flowing, you know, whatever, you know. But there's like Lil Wayne fucking like, I don't know, tore like fucking threw the fuck down in this fucking album for sure. Me and Olivia were talking about some shit the other night or last night or whatever, or today, of how this album seems to be like dedicated to Atlanta. Like, wouldn't you say so, Olivia?
Oh, definitely, of course. Especially Mona Lisa, hands down.
Why Mona Lisa, hands down?
Because, I mean, like, if you listen to it, like, it just explains, like, all the bitches in Atlanta. Like, it's so sad, but it really does.
Yeah, like, I agree. It is sad. I know a couple of females like that, you know, and the names mentioned. But, yeah, fucking finesse game and shit, you know? Finessing, fucking... Not even finessing, like, they're not even finessing for cash. Like, motherfuckers, like, well, don't, okay, let me take that back. I don't even pay, like, all Atlanta females, but the majority is Atlanta females. I know a couple of dudes who finesse, like, bitches and, like, other dudes and other stuff, too. Like, people, people finessing out here for social status, even. They finessing for money, for food, for fucking a rave to get in, a fucking guest pass. Like, come on, like, club entry. You finessing and kissing ass for a club entry, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, like, that's just fucking ridiculous. I don't know, but yeah, I can agree. That fucking song definitely, like, is, like, Atlanta's, like, anthem. Like, if you live in Atlanta and you hear that fucking song, I guarantee you can, like, not go without thinking about someone you know in Atlanta that fucking fits that fucking criteria. Guaranteed. What was I going to talk about with you here? Oh, I never thought about. Oh, God. My mind is with blank, everybody, because this podcast is completely, like, rushed. Just like, fuck, wook flu. Still got it. Yes, I'm still a wook. But, yeah, it's completely rushed. Just like yesterday, kind of running behind. But, yeah, though, I was going to sit there and talk about Atlanta and stuff, you know, and people in the scene and in our industry and stuff, you know, I want to just talk, reminisce of Olivia, like, what got, how did, like, I want Olivia to, like, explain, like, how did you get started in the scene, like, explain, like, your first day, what made you come in the scene, like.
So I actually had a fake ID, and I got into a.
What, you had a fake ID? What do you mean?
I was 15 years old.
You're 15?
And I got into a club.
So you're the reason niggas out here with jailbait and shit.
No, not really. Look, I was 15 and stupid.
Make a left right there.
That was a long time ago. I'm way older than 15. That was like 10 years ago.
So you're still stupid?
I'm TK, joking. I'm gonna beat you.
I'm joking. You said so a long time ago. You brought up your age. You didn't say you like changed.
I have changed. I'm obviously, you know, gotcha. Don't need a fake ID now. But I went to a club that is no longer there, and
yeah, we don't say names around here.
Yeah, it is no longer there.
It's kind of obvious when you say that, though.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. But it was really, really fun. I really, really enjoyed myself. This was like baby Olivia, didn't do anything, couldn't drink. I mean, not gonna lie, I like had drinks for my friends, but it was very fun. It was like a little escape, and I absolutely loved it, and I've been doing this ever since.
Fucking awesome, awesome, awesome. Where was the first time they let me in? How did me and you meet? Cause like, I wanted the people like just get a like glimpse of our friendship and stuff. How did we meet?
Well, I kind of knew you just through certain somebody that we shall not name, but fuck him. But
yeah, fuck that kid.
I kind of met you there or at that club, yeah, whatever, through him. And then I just really didn't talk to you. And then one day I was at Iris and you came up to me and you're like, what's up? And then we've been friends ever since.
So thank you to Iris family for reconnecting our friendship. Thank you so much, Iris family. So yeah, anyway. I'm gonna talk about how I first came in the scene and shit. I came in the scene back in 2012, beginning of 13. I was a fucking lame, square ass dude who came to a house party. I was like really more in fit and shape than a little bit bigger. And they basically hired me as security for this house party. And I was security for the house party. And I never left the house after that. Pretty much similar to everybody else in the scene. You get like sucked in, you come to a party and you just stay there. So I stayed there and fucking became a roommate at the house. And it was the Marietta house, we called it or whatever. They called our house the Bermuda Triangle, but they called our house Molly Mountain actually too, because we had so much of the shit back then. Not saying I do the stuff now, I'm just saying back then, in those wild days of mine, you know, guys, I'm a completely changed person now. I'm very positive when I'm high on life, you know. Now, so anyway, but yeah, back then, fucking, we fucking got the fuck down. We fucking had like Project X style parties, you know. It was a 7-bedroom house, 10 fucking roommates, you know. And everything and anything went on in the house. And it was fucking awesome and legendary. And I fucking wouldn't trade it for the world. Would I do it again? Fuck no, would I do it again. Like, oh my God, that shit fucking was like just... I think the house was actually haunted at one point. It was fucking like crazy. But we ended up throwing house parties and stuff a lot. And cops got caught a lot on us and stuff, but the parties got so big to eventually they hired me and a couple of my friends to start throwing parties for that same club we won't mention that's no longer there, to start throwing parties and shit. And we kind of took off from there, and voila, here you have it, this awesomeness, as you know, as TK Alpha before you. We're gonna pretty much end today's show with this topics right here, because we're finna go eat some fucking food again, because Olivia's starving and hungry, and we're sitting here in her car and I can see her face just like speed up, you know.
Someone
to speed it up. But I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to encourage you guys to leave some comments. Okay,
I mean, if you want to leave some comics too, I mean, that'd be,
yeah,
cool.
Comic books are awesome too. Yeah, we love comics.
indeed.
Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening to the Alpha Mentality. We hope to hear from you guys soon.
To get him, and it's so pretty, and they had Lindy, he hit it and sleep on the tennis. And she give us the word, we come through with it. Kids, it's a stick up, she stand like a victim, like you.